going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We normally do the Pettycast on Tuesdays, 8 a.m. People love the Pettycast. It was the draft last night, first day of the draft, first night of the draft last night. So there's plenty to be petty about, for sure, on something like the draft. I'll let the texters get it started here, Seth. Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer yeah. text line.
Yes.
This texter says, I'm ready to break the glass for the emergency petty cast. Not only am I petty that the Texans didn't take anybody in the first round and let all the really good offensive line talent go off the board that we really needed, but not only that, the magnificent Gladstone pulled Travis Hunter out of his hat, and then Tyler Warren goes to the Indianapolis Colts. So now we have to face both of those guys twice a year. I'm really yeah. petty okay. about all that. We'll be petty about this. Yep, go ahead.
Tyler Warren's going to – Anthony Richardson is throwing him the ball. Yeah. Tyler Warren gets to show up in Indianapolis, and they'll tell him, whoa, boy, we're so glad you arrived because our quarterback cannot throw the ball consistently at all, so we need easier targets for him. Enjoy the pressure, all right?
Yeah.
You're Kobe Fleener until you prove otherwise.
Yes, that's right. You're Kobe Fleener.
Well, Travis Hunter's another story, but likewise, all right. Do something with
yeah,
him.
Yeah.
All right, you got him. Do something with him. Hey, you know what? Travis Hunter going to the Jaguars, it's like when somebody wins the lottery. You're like, all right, let's see where you are 5 years from now.
Right,
and
right.
The majority of them end up broke, okay?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right, our pettiest takes on the draft. What's your – you foreshadowed one when we brought up Mason Graham a segment ago.
Oh, I honestly – people who are only casual observers of the draft for the Patriots and the Browns, I'm guessing that – If they hadn't watched the film and hadn't watched these guys play, when you see Will Campbell walk up in his purple pinstripe suit.
Oh, it was green. Wasn't it green?
It was green, yeah. And then you saw Mason. Both of those guys look like they could be showing up to service something at your house.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
But they're not going to be that good at their job.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, sometimes the HVAC guy shows up and he's just like some spry guy that's hopping around the rafters in your attic and everything.
Yeah.
These are not those guys. They just don't. When J.J. Watt gets drafted and people were down on it, at the very least, J.J. Watt looks like a strapping young man.
He looked put together, yeah.
Will Campbell and Mason Graham's, the difference between how they look in a suit versus how they play on the football field. Drastic.
It's wild.
Those are the two dopiest looking white guys to have ever gotten drafted in the top five.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
certain of it.
Yeah.
I'm certain of it.
That's
yes.
why I'm looking at Will Campbell. I'm like, I'm watching him walk up in this green pinstripe suit with the weirdest shaped body for an elite tackle I've ever seen. And I'm like,
yeah.
For all of you out there criticizing his arms that are like 2 millimeters too short for you, that's the least of your worries right now.
I can assure you this is not exclusive to me.
Yeah.
Many former NFL players shared the same thoughts with me on text
yes.
last night.
I appreciate you sharing. Yes. I will say this about Will Campbell, and I know this is a petty cast, so I should, as soon as he opens his mouth, and starts talking, I'm like, oh, I can listen to this guy talk for days.
Oh, Will Campbell?
Will Campbell, yeah.
The only thing I worry about with Will Campbell for him personally is, like, man, that dude is Louisiana.
Very.
And it's a culture shock going up to Boston or anywhere in the Northeast.
Yep.
Not to mention the weather, but especially just the culture of just being a, that guy is from Louisiana.
Yeah. The thing he has going for him is that LSU fans are basically like Boston fans. With a Cajun accent, you know, they're pretty intense down there. I think it'll
like
be okay.
Impossible to understand.
Right. It's just a different accent. Yeah.
That's true.
Matthew Golden, you loved his suit last night. You're petty. You are petty that we don't have Matthew Golden, in part because he is a sartorial splendor.
I'm petty because I was getting excited about the fact that Matthew Golden might fall all the way to 25. Yeah. But then he shows up wearing the suit of a 5-time All-Pro.
Yeah,
that is that dude. Boy, people say he's not a wide receiver one. I refer you to Exhibit A.
Yes,
that suit. Where, you don't wear that suit unless you're destined for Canton. Damn it.
Where are you on guys wearing the indoor shades as they go up there to accept their flowers, getting picked 23rd overall?
Oh, I don't even give it a second thought.
Okay. I don't have a big issue with it.
Abdul Carter's outfit was interesting.
Yeah.
He looked almost kind of like Undertaker from the Old West.
Yeah,
it was a very long black coat, and I didn't know quite how to feel about it.
I liked it. I like that look. I could never pull it off, obviously. I'll tell you what. I'll save it. This is the petty cast. I'll keep petty here. But I got one guy that I really like from last night's draft, a player I really like, who I was very happy finally got picked. You mentioned the father whose kids – of the kids that were clowning. You're petty about the, and I am too. I think people clowning around during the national anthem is just...
They're clowning around right in front of the camera. Yeah. I felt bad. This isn't petty. I felt bad for the dad because I don't know what you're supposed to do in that situation where, like, he might want to, you know, he wants to give him a harsh talking to, but at the same time, he's on camera as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just stuck in a bind there.
Yeah.
And especially if it was the worst possible is if it's his son, and maybe his son's a good kid, but the other two jackasses are jacking around, there's nothing the guy could do there. Maybe he's the father of the year, but his son's falling victim to the influence of his two buddies.
Josh Simmons going to Kansas City is something people are petty about.
I'm petty mostly because I feel like that was a smart move by the Chiefs. Of all, that is the classic thing the Chiefs do where, hey, we just won a Super Bowl. It's the 32nd overall pick. We've got offensive line issues. Let's take a chance on a guy that doesn't have to play right away coming off of a patellar tendon injury, but he could be a top 10 talent otherwise. So it was a really smart move by the Chiefs.
Yeah, it was a good move. Boy, there are people on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line, multiple people, that are petty about spending 3 hours at the draft party and then having the rug pulled out from underneath them.
And having it rain like hell during
it. It's pouring.
Yeah, that's a boy. And I just, you know what? You should be petty towards me for, I didn't want to bring it up. And we did talk about how it was a possibility that Nick would trade back.
Oh, yeah.
But I knew in my heart that given the way this draft is, that it was probably a more real possibility than I even allowed myself to believe.
Mm-hmm.
So be petty towards me. I should have prepared you guys for it better than I did. I just didn't want to be a Debbie Downer, you know. And I didn't want to think in that world. And ultimately the trade itself was a good trade. I know it doesn't feel that way, but if you look across at the trade value charts, the way people are grading it, you know, relatively objective outside observers are grading it as a B+ to an A- for the Texans. It was good value, the return they got. And yet, emotionally, it just sucks because you're excited about a first-round pick.
Kelvin Banks is a text. Kelvin Banks' baby acting petty about the Saints pick of Kelvin Banks. If you missed it.
Yeah, if you're a Saints fan, you're distraught over the fact that either Kelvin Banks' baby or nephew or whomever it was vomited as soon as
the moment.
As soon as the youngster found out that Kelvin Banks was going to the
moment.
Saints.
I mean, spit up everywhere. It was hysterical. Okay.
I told that kid, hey, you know what? The Uber fares were delightfully affordable when I was in New Orleans during the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So there you go, kid.
Yeah.
You got that to look forward to.
Kid, the first 2-month-old to ever care about rideshare. Yeah, absolutely.
It was kind of weird having a heavy military presence on every corner. But other than that, it was a great New Orleans experience.
Very uplifting, yeah.
Dude, when you're strolling through the French Quarter and it feels like I'm in The Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah.
It was.
What was the most uplifting part of the French Quarter? The streets that only had 6 soldiers on it. Yeah. It was wild.
You know what? I think it made for fewer people urinating on the sides of buildings as I was walking past.
So, my God. Where are you on Jackson Dart? Because I think he's got a punchable face.
This is the old school baseball scout in me, and I tweeted this last night. If I were an old school baseball scout from the movie Moneyball, I would take one look at those glasses and kick him out of the building. Like, for one, you're a quarterback wearing glasses, son.
Yeah.
You don't show anybody you got vision issues. And second, your selection in glasses. You look like a school marm.
Those are the same glasses CJ wears. You know, CJ wears glasses sometimes.
I'm not a big fan of it either.
Some guys can pull off the look and some guys can't. You know,
I don't like my quarterback wearing glasses.
Okay.
I don't like it. I don't know. That's the old school irrational baseball scout in me. All right, keep
that,
your contacts.
That is a little
in,
irrational.
You got to be eagle eye, man. Yeah. Perception is reality some cases. Yeah.
Someone weighs in. How about Jackson Dart's smoking hot mom? His mom is a smoke show.
I didn't notice.
Yeah.
I can say that genuinely. I didn't notice.
She was. I'm assuming it was his mom. Like it was.
Dude, I don't know, but you know what the problem is? I realize I've gotten to an age where a lot of these kids' moms, I'm like, they're younger than me.
Right.
And I don't think of them as the moms. That can't be the mom.
Find a lot more of them attractive these days, you know, like that's probably a function.
Real
of
quick
age.
Story. Yeah. My senior year in college, there was a freshman on the team. And on the first day, there's kind of like, you do the team picture and a lot of the parents are still sticking around while they're dropping kids off and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And this kid's mom was so hot. And this poor freshman. Yeah, I don't think he lasted past his freshman year. I don't think he could take all the guys openly lusting after his mother.
How many?
And telling them all about what they were going to do to his
mother. How many guys ended up sleeping with her?
None.
Okay. Well, that's the answer.
She was a lady of fine virtue.
That's fine. I mean, it's not like we gave out her name or anything like that. You know, it's.
That's another thing as a rookie, though, by the way. As a rookie, when.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you're out at training camp and all the players' wives are out there, you like learn real quickly, like, all right, eyes down.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the players' wives are out there. And
they're in your age bracket.
A lot of the players have done well for themselves.
That's right. Someone says, draft party was cool, ... until it wasn't. Yeah, it's too bad.
Honestly, look, it's like going to watch a great movie that has a tragic ending. Mm-hmm. If you're at the draft party, it had everything you wanted right up till the climax.
Yeah.
I mean, it brought you right to the brink. And then the main character got stabbed in the heart.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now, the good news is he's resurrected today with the 34th overall pick. Come on, people.
Oh, yeah, no, they brought back Frank Stallone to play Rocky.
Fair.
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
That's a good analogy right there.
Rocky VII. Frank Stallone takes care of business.
Frank Stallone's redemption. As long as we're doing the petty cast, this is possibly the most petty exchange in the history of the NFL draft.
Nice.
This is in 1994. The 1994 draft, Mel Kiper, rising star at ESPN, is there on the set 30 years ago and absolutely crushes the Indianapolis Colts, who needed a quarterback at the time, for taking Trev Alberts at 5 instead of taking Trent Dilfer at 5. Here was Mel Kiper Jr.
You got a problem with this move?
I think it's a typical Colt move. I mean, here's a team that needed a franchise quarterback. There were two out there. They have a chance at 2. They don't take them. They end up coming back into the picture to get Trent Dilfer. They take an outside linebacker, not even a true outside linebacker. Somebody has to learn coverage in Trev Alberts. They have Coriat. They have Harad. They do have a hole that developed with the release of Dwayne Bickett. But to pass up a Trent Dilfer when all you have is Jim Harbaugh, give me a break. That's why the Colts are picking second every year in the draft, not battling for the Super Bowl like other clubs in the National Football League.
There's a lot of people that are still very relevant in the world of football that are talked about in that clip. Jim Harbaugh, Trent Dilfer, who is a ratchet college coach these days at UAB.
but had a nice career for himself.
He won a Super Bowl.
I mean, he had a nice career given his, he's just a guy. They cannot turn the ball over while the defense takes care of business.
So that was Mel Kiper Jr. And the GM of the Colts at the time was a guy named Bill Tobin, who responded proportionally to Mel Kiper's criticism on the ESPN broadcast.
One question, Bill. A lot of criticism about not taking a quarterback here. Your response?
Well, you know, we got a guy up there. Who in the hell is Mel Kiper, in a way? I mean, here's a guy that criticizes everybody, whoever they take. He's got the answers to who you should take and who you shouldn't take. In my knowledge of him, he's never ever put on a jock strap. He's never been a coach. He's never been a scout. He's never been an administrator. And all of a sudden, he's an expert. He's in our papers 2 days ago telling us who we have to take. We don't have to take anybody that Mel Kiper says we have to take. Mel Kiper has no more credentials to do what he's doing than my neighbor, and my neighbor's a postman, and he doesn't even have season tickets to the NFL.
Oh, good one. Oh, that's a shot across the
mouth. What if I told you that Trev Alberts is going to go on to start 7 games in 3 years for us?
Is that what it was?
Yes.
God, he was a major bust.
His entire NFL career was 3 years with the Colts.
Wow,
he started 7 games total.
It feels like more because he wound up on ESPN in what ended up being, he was like the Kirk Herbstreit of ESPN for a while, the main college football. And now he's the AD.
But a horrible NFL player.
Horrible NFL player. Yeah, horrible. He had injuries too. I know that. But yes, not a good NFL player. So there you go. The pettiest exchange in the history of the NFL draft. Kiper and Tobin. I've got another petty here, Seth. Non-football. Steve Kerr, oh God, you're the worst, Steve Kerr. You're awful. Steve Kerr, you know, the Rocket fans were chanting F.U. Draymond the other night at the game.
Yeah,
Steve Kerr didn't like that.
It's not ideal when a crowd is, you know, chanting F.U. Draymond. It's just, I don't know. I mean, it did in Boston a few years ago in the finals. It is what it is. Draymond's—he's been around forever. You know, he's an instigator. He's always going to be in the mix, and because of his career, his championships, his fire, he's going to be a lightning rod, and that's all part of it. I would prefer, you know, if fans could use a little more discretion, and remember that the guy has kids and. I'm old school, but I'm all for the fans cheering for their team, and if they want to yell at the opponents, great, but I don't know. I just think F.U. is a little much.
I get annoyed because I would prefer that people not use like that level of profanity on chances.
I mean,
choose your battles. Like, it's Draymond Green. Draymond Green has done this to himself. Steve Kerr, and you know it.
Yeah.
You know it.
Yeah.
You absolutely know it. Draymond Green continually gets away with being one of the scummiest players in all of sports, and he's on your team, and you've harbored him. If you maybe you do something about him kicking people in the junk,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Maybe Draymond doesn't conduct himself the way he's conducted himself his entire career, and then you wouldn't have to be getting up there and standing up for poor old Draymond, you know? Like, Draymond has zero responsibility in this leading to the situation that he faces in various venues.
He has kids.
His kids.
He has kids. That was one that was a point where I'm like, all right, stop it. Just stop. You're sticking
Noble
up
for, Steve Kerr.
You're sticking up for Draymond Green, the biggest disease in the NBA.
Not to mention these idiot Warriors fans who are so out of their brains because they've been microdosing LSD for so long as they program their computers that somehow think that the Rockets are dirty, and that somehow the laws of gravity and momentum don't apply. That it wasn't just bad luck that your player got injured.
That's right.
You know, like, it just the Warriors fans are the worst. Steve Kerr is the worst. They need to die.
Draymond too.
What's that? And Draymond.
Yeah.
But because of that, this is a fan base that has stuck up for Draymond for 10 years, and now all of a sudden they're trying to play the victim.
Right.
You're just like, you're trying to play the victim now?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
We're not even being petty. We're just right on this one. This is not even being petty. I think most of the sane world would agree with us on this take.
This is like if Hitler had the balls to stay alive and had to stand trial at Nuremberg, getting up and saying, like, I'm a victim of circumstances, you see. Oh.
It's a great German accent.
Oh.
All right. I put up.
Mommy didn't love me.
I put up a poll last night. This is for Texan fans. Each of the AFC South teams here, non-Texans, each made a very noteworthy draft pick last night, actually. They all drafted All-Americans last night. Cam Ward to the Titans, Travis Hunter to the Jags, Tyler Warren to the Colts. Which of those rookies are you most concerned about having to face twice a season for the next handful of years? Put up a poll. What did the people say? Curious what Seth has to say about it as well. We will do that coming up next.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. MIDI can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.